Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Now, we're going up the road now to find ourselves outside Nevin's house. Hello, Nevin. Is Nevin in? There he is. Nevin, good morning. I hear you.
Good morning, Marty. How are you? You're looking well.
Well, thank you. I'll return the compliment. Now, listen. What sort of grub have you thought about for this morning?
Well, I wanted to kind of do something that was simple, tasty, like we always do every week, but kind of midweek meals. We're going to do a nice Mediterranean meatball gratin, which is really nice, using beef mince, but you can use any mince, and I'll go through that. And then some lovely pork steaks, because I know you like your pork chops.
I do. So, you're doing the meatballs first.
Yeah, I'm going to use the meatballs, and I suppose when we are talking about meat, it's really important that we know we're buying Irish, and if you look for the Board Beer Quality Mark, that's the way to know that we're supporting Irish farmers.
And the quality of the meat in a meat, it matters, doesn't it?
Heck yeah. I mean, for this one, very good point. So we're using extra lean beef mince, but you can do this with pork mince. I like pork mince because I think it's good value, probably underused in my opinion, and I just think it gives it really lovely moisture. So for this recipe, I'm using beef mince, but please experiment. Or even better, you could get a little bit from your local butcher in the supermarket, and you could use half and half beef mince and pork mince. Yeah. There we go.
So what are you doing then?
So what you do then, you put them into the bowl, the mince into a bowl, cream crackers. So why cream crackers? They give lovely texture, they actually keep it really moist, and they actually hold it all together.
What are you doing with the cream crackers?
Yeah, the cream crackers, this is like an American kind of technique. I mean, it's something that I've learned over the years. I mean, when I started cooking, I didn't know cream crackers were meatballs. But you can use breadcrumbs, but cream crackers actually give a nicer texture than breadcrumbs, and they won't absorb as much moisture too, which is really interesting.
Okay, so you've finally chopped them and banged them together.
Exactly, yeah, that's you crush them, exactly.
Yes, you get
the mallet out and you hammer them and you beat them and you just de-stress. So Marty, you put them into the bowl, and then with a little bit of chopped parsley, one egg, so that's going to bind that all together, and then you shape them into 12 even size balls. Well, that's done in a saucepan or a skillet, whatever you want to do. One onion chopped, celery a stick chopped, some carrot, courgette, red pepper seed and chopped. So you're going to cook that off in some olive oil. So this is going to be the base for a lovely sauce that's going to become our gratin in a moment. So our vegetables are cooking. You're going to add in 2 cans of tomatoes, the nice plum ones. You're going to literally let that cook down for maybe about 15 minutes until it's well reduced. And then what you're going to do, this is the key, you're going to hand blend it. So you're going to sneak in all those lovely vegetables that your kids aren't going to even know. And they're going to give lovely flavour and texture in that. And you're going to blend them with a stick blender. And that's going to be the base for your sauce. So while that's on cooking, your meatballs, if you pan fry them in a separate pan, for about 2 to 3 minutes, you don't have to be cooked through. That's all, 2 to 3 minutes either side. And then what you do is put them into a dish, pour over the sauce, and then what you do is you literally just let them simmer for about 10 minutes and then scatter over some mozzarella cheese. And then put that under the grill until it's a gratin. That's what it means, under the grill, that you get a bit of cheese into that. You could use mozzarella, which I'm using, or you could use the nice Parmesan cheese. And there's a lovely... Tombsbridge do a really, really nice mozzarella, so they do. So it's really, really nice.
Right, okay.
It's beautiful. Serve that with some spaghetti or some dried pasta, whatever you want. I think spaghetti is the best with this, but you get a lot of texture, you get a lot of flavour, you get sauce. So it's a really, really lovely recipe. And you can make extra of the meatballs and freeze them. And that's really, really important.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And of course, they love their meatballs in Italy. They love them.
Oh, my God. They do them so well. And I definitely reckon that a lot of them use half beef and half pork. Pork keeps them really moist.
And that's the trick, maybe, but it's lovely. Now, speaking of pork, you have another surprise.
Yeah, I do. So these are kind of like pork steaks, and we're using like the Irish pork steaks. You can use the pork chops with the bone on. You can use the pork fillet, whatever. So get it well trimmed. Look for that Board Beer Quality Mark. So it's a very versatile meat. We're going to marinate it, Marty, with a little bit of grated lemon zest, 1 clove of garlic, finely chopped or crushed, it doesn't matter. A couple of little herbs. I have thyme or rosemary or sage. We've used sage the last few weeks a lot, so why not just thyme and rosemary? That would work really well, and rapeseed oil. So if you mix that all together in a little Pyrex dish or a kind of like a any kind of dish or a tray. Leave it for about 15 to 20 minutes just to get a little bit of flavour, so the pork will take on that lovely garlic and the lemon and the herbs. Trust me, it's going to be gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to preheat the oven then to 200 degrees, and what you're going to do, you're going to heat a griddle pan, you're going to seal off the pork, and you're going to cook it for 2 to 3 minutes either side, and then you're going to finish that off in the oven. Okay, so the pork doesn't take very long. If it's very thick, it might take 8 to 10 minutes in the oven. If not, you can just do it on the hob. It doesn't even need to go into the oven. But we are going to serve this with baby potatoes. And what I'm going to do is cut them into quarters, skin on. You're going to drizzle them with some oil, and this is going to be baked off at a good hot oven, 200 degrees, until 25, 30 minutes, until it's just tender and they're cooked through. And then I just like to serve that with some buttered peas, just some frozen peas, a little bit of butter. You have your potatoes, you have your nice little bit of pork, and with that lemon and garlic, and it's just so tasty, to be honest with you.
Oh, so tasty. Nice. I absolutely love it. And like you, I'm a great exponent of pork. It's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. It really is. And we don't hear enough about it. We do from you, fairness. I don't hear it elsewhere.
Yeah, and I think it's very versatile. And I suppose, like when I hear you saying, you really like pork, I say, I must try that. I often think of you when I think of a pork chop.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, simple
I mean,
man,
not a compliment.
A simple man from the north side of Dublin. That's all I am.
But you know what? It does. Well, listen, I love that kind of food too, and it's the way my mother used to cook. Like,
well,
it'd be like roast loin of pork, or you know, it might be like pork mince. Or it's very versatile, and it's delicious, and it's good value. Remember that. That's the key.
Well, that's absolutely true as well. Listen, that's perfect. So it's pork steaks with new potatoes and peas, and Mediterranean meatballs and gratin, which is lovely. And the recipe is available on Marty of the Morning on the webpage. Are you travelling much at the moment, or is the restaurant hotel, everything is working out very nicely there from the point of view of people coming and going now, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what? It's actually going really well. And Marty, when we came into November, we kind of went back to our 5 days. We were doing 6 days when we opened in June. And that could be a little bit of a stretch for the staff, to be truthful with you. And listen, I'm not going to lie either. There is definitely huge staff shortages. We're very lucky that we have 60 people employed, thank God, locally. And it's just been great. So it is. And the amount of people that I meet every night talk about you. Your ears must be burning. And I say, that man is a legend in the kitchen. Not alone can he play great music and keep us entertained, but he really is a top class chef.
Clean a pot by looking at it. But the great thing is that you were resilient and kept it going. But I cannot believe the number of staff you have. It is such. Look, you're an industry in the town. I know that, but it's phenomenal the number of staff you have.
It's all about your team, as you know. You're surrounded by good people, and they're local, and that's really important.
You also hang on to
their own little personalities, and we are very lucky. When we reopened in June, we had 50 of the original staff, and then we took on 10 more. So it's not that we're doing huge numbers. We're keeping it at about 55, one sitting, and it's just people feel safe coming to us. So we're delighted. It's been so far so good. Touch wood, it's going
Thankfully.
Really well.
No,
and we look forward now
wonderful.
To keeping it going, onwards and upwards.
That's
the
trick.
Marty.
That's the trick. That's all we can do. Listen, I'll talk to you next week. In the meantime,
chat to you.
I have a great song. Joni Mitchell did a great song, Charles Mingus, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. I think that's what we have to finish on.
I love it.
What do you think? Isn't that good?
Goodbye Pork Pie Hat
from Joni Mitchell. So look, have a lovely day. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. Cheers,
Nevin. Have a great weekend.
Regards, Marty.
Thank you.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.